listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
I want to know, when did you almost die?
Ooh, bringing it down. Just a little morbid.
I want to know, when did you almost die? This is all based off a message from Ben. Ben sent us this message last week, and I was like, oh my God, this dude. He says, this past 4th of July, so I guess almost a year ago, I almost died. I was ejected from my motorcycle head first, left unconscious on the side of the road. My lung collapsed.
Oh my gosh.
My collarbone punctured the top half of his lung.
Oh.
By all accounts, I should not have made it, but somehow I did. In those moments, I had what can only be described as a near-death experience. He goes on to kind of describe it, which is fascinating. I felt like I was sinking into a deep and endless, vast pool of darkness. The world around me got smaller, quieter, sounds fading, like I was being pulled away. He says it wasn't frightening, just an overwhelming sense of letting go. Isn't that trippy?
Oh my gosh.
Memories of friends and family passed through my mind. It was not a flash, more like a slow drift. And then boom, all of a sudden I was back. And then all the pain hit me all at once, and I realized I was still here. Anyway, he goes on. It's a really long email, really quite interesting. He spent weeks trying to process what happened, blah, blah, blah. He's like, happy to be here. I get another chance. And then his question at the bottom, he says, I'd love to hear if your listeners have been through anything like this, JKJ. Did they feel something? Did they see something? Or was it just an instant snap back to reality? I can't stop thinking about it. I'm not the only one who's alone in this, I bet. And that's from Ben. We don't need to dive into like the near death, you know, like the, what went on and all that. But I do want to take this email and expand on it. Like, when did you almost die? Like, what was the traumatic event where it left you like on death's doorstep?
Yeah.
If you have one, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, please call in and sound off. How about you guys? Did you ever almost die?
Yeah, I mean, two come to mind quickly, and the first is when I was a lot younger. I think I was like 8 or 9, and in North Dakota, we swim in lakes. Like, that's what we have to swim in, right? And this one lake is called Lakewood. We were out there just as a family, and I remember swimming to an area to be all by myself, and all of a sudden, I felt something pull me under. Like, it was just like a very sudden suction, and it was so strong. Like, I remember my face going under the water. I was trying so hard to get up, and all I could do was put my arms straight up and wave them. That's the only thing I could do. And at 8 years old, I was like, I hope this saves my life. But
whoa.
In the moment, I remember, I mean, that was a long time ago, but I remember vividly the feeling of being like, this could be it. Like, I don't know if my life flashed before me, but I definitely got a very uneasy feeling of how did I get myself into this mess? And as I was thinking that, my cousin grabbed my hand and pulled me. And he's like, what are you doing waving in the water? And I was like,
I was dying.
Pulled me. I told my mom about it, and she said it was an undertow. So the undertow had pulled me kept me there.
Oh my God. Do you know how many times I heard about the undertow growing up from my mom?
Yeah, and that's what
like
my mom,
if we ever visited the ocean or anything, she'd be aware of the undertow.
Undertow, because they suck you and they mean it.
I didn't know that was actually
it was terrifying. Like, I still, to this day, it's a vivid memory of mine. And then the other one happened a little bit more recently. I told you guys about this one where I was breaking into a waterfall, so my bad. But I was on the side of the mountain trying to climb over a gate, and I like missed my foot. Like, my foot, I meant to put it over here. It accidentally went here. A rock fell, and if I didn't push my hand through an entire tree and scrape up my whole arm with the branches to grab the tree, I probably would have fallen over that ledge. I probably would. Remember I told you about that when I broke into the waterfall and I almost died? That was just last year.
It sounds familiar.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so concerned about me.
Well, you're still here. It's fine.
I know. I'm still here. But yeah, those two go into my mind. And you're right. Like, it happens so quick. But for whatever reason, the flash of what did I just do?
Yeah.
It definitely overtakes you a little bit. And it is terrifying. And I stopped chasing that waterfall that day. That was
smart
move. That was it for me.
Smart move.
And it took me a couple days to get my wits about me, right?
I bet it really jacks with you.
It screwed with me for a second. So yeah, those two are my big moments.
Two biggies.
Yeah.
So how did you almost die? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1 1649. Shout out to Kieran, the prankster who just texted in. I choked on my own spit, and I live to tell the story. No, it needs to be a little more intense than that. Yeah. I was bucked off the back of a horse when I was younger. We were horseback riding with my parents, and I was riding on the back with my dad. I mean, this was obviously when I was quite young, but holding on to him. And we were up in the mountains on a very steep cliff, and I still to this day remember, you know, what that looked like, the slope down into a, like, lake. Uh-huh. And I was not old enough to probably survive if I had been down in the water. The horse bucked me off, and I still remember starting to roll down that mountain when my dad was able to, like, get down and scoop me up as I was tumbling down the mountain. And that is just, like, burned into my memory. It was a terrifying thing.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that got That's me horrifying. Scared. Oh, down a mountain.
Little Jer Bear down a mountain. He could have drowned.
Jeez, man.
Not as intense as, you know, getting thrown off a motorcycle and having a punctured lung.
Yeah.
That's all I got, guys.
Still, that's pretty traumatic, and it still sticks with you to this day, so
yeah.
That means
Josh,
something.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I have two that come to mind really quickly. I was on a baseball trip, and we were actually going down the other side of the Eisenhower Tunnel on a bus, and our bus's brakes failed and caught on fire, and
yes.
We flew down. I mean, we didn't, thank God, we were towards the end of the Eisenhower Tunnel, so we kind of used the uphill after that, but we went about a third of the way down with flames shooting out of the back of our bus.
That's pretty awesome.
Thought my life was ending there, and another time I went tubing down a river, and it was after a pretty heavy snow in the mountains, and so the river was much more white water than normal. And I got thrown out of my tube and literally in a like a whirlpool.
Yeah.
And it was sucking me down.
Oh, my God.
And I was like actually spinning, trying to keep my hand up, kind of like you, Katie. And I had a friend that pulled me out. I don't think I would have gotten out if my friend did not pull me out. So those were two things in my life where I was like, well, okay, Jesus, here we go.
Jesus, take the wheel. Yeah. Jesus, take the inner tube.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We made it.
Here's real quick before the break. Hi, Kenna. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
Kenna. So how did you almost die?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
hear you.
Oh, good. Okay, so my near-death experience is when I was a teenager, I had a kidney cancer that I was diagnosed with. Mm. And one of the side effects of chemotherapy is low platelets, and it would cause extreme blood loss. So I would get these intense bloody noses, and there were a few times where I had almost lost, like, way too much of my blood volume and almost died at the hospital because they couldn't stop it.
Oh my goodness.
From a bloody nose.
Dang, Kenna.
From a bloody nose. Like, just a sneeze, and I would just be bleeding buckets of blood, I would feel dizzy and lightheaded, and, yeah, I was just losing all of my blood volume, and it was really scary.
That is terrifying.
And from a bloody nose, like, that's so, you know, it's
how do
such
they
a
stop that
thing.
Then?
Yeah.
Like,
well, actually, one of the scariest times, they were like, we don't know how else to stop it, so we're not sure how to help you, but you got to kind of just, like, keep your head back and pinch it, and then they try to, like, cauterize it from the inside, and
then I feel like you would drown in your own blood. Yeah, I feel like you're lunging.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It would make me sick, but losing that much blood, it just, like, makes you feel yourself kind of fading slowly.
I bet.
A very weird feeling.
That's horrifying.
That's a horror movie. Yeah. Right there. Are you doing better now? Everything good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good, in remission, and I'm healthy as I can be.
Awesome. Good
Kenna,
for
we're
you.
Glad to hear that.
Kenna, thank you for calling this morning. Great story.
Of course.
All right.
Thank
see
you
later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. That's like nightmare fuel.
Too. Like,
Ron says he was driving home late at night and a deer jumped in front of his car, swerved, lost control, and rolled down an embankment.
Oof.
When the car stopped, I was hanging upside down. Airbags open, windshield shattered. The EMTs said I should have been crushed.
Ooh-hoo.
I walked away with just a few bruises. I still can't believe it. That's terrifying.
Absolutely.
You always hear about those deer stories, too.
I grew up in North Dakota, and you had to watch for it. Like, even over on the Western Slope, I mean, those deers, you got to watch for them like you do the police officers. They're everywhere.
Right in your windshield. They'll lop your head right off.
Oh, my gosh.
this was Kathy. Kathy says, I had sudden cardiac arrest at 27. No warning, no symptoms, just collapsed at work. Co-worker knew CPR and kept me alive until paramedics arrived.
Oh my gosh.
She's got a whole story here. It shocked me twice before my heart started again. Doctors never figured out what happened.
What? What?
That would be the scariest part of that, to not even know what happened, to not know what to prevent in the future. Like, that would just...
You could drop it any moment?
My mind would just be ruined from that. Oh, my gosh.
Donnie says, wrong place, wrong time. I was walking home from work when a drive-by happened. Stray bullet hit my shoulder an inch to the right, and it would have been my heart. Never saw the shooter.
Gosh.
Just remember hitting the ground, people screaming. God, you guys, you got some intense situations.
I know.
303-691-1649 if you want to sound off. Who is this we have on the line, Josh?
This is Little Henry.
Little Henry?
Little Henry, yeah. He's got a good
Hello.
Story.
Hi, Henry.
Henry?
Hi.
How old are you, Henry?
What?
How old are you?
I turn 11 in June.
All right, Henry.
Okay.
This is a pretty heavy topic, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, when did you almost die?
So, this was last year. I was at school at lunchtime, and there was kiwis on the menu.
Okay.
So, me and my friend got some kiwis, and he started eating them, and I was eating them, and he was like, yo, bro, you should eat the skin with it. So, I did, and... Yeah. I remember that I just got this weird feeling in my tongue, like just this stabbing feeling.
Ooh,
okay.
And my tongue just started to like swell up.
Oh,
and
no.
Then we were outside and I couldn't talk at all. So I did like use my hands to tell my friends, hey, I'm not okay. I need to go to the nurses. So, one of my friends was like, yeah, you need an EpiPen. Let's go to the office. And we did. And it's like, I need to turn down the radio more.
Okay, you know, we'll take your time, buddy.
Go ahead, Henry.
Take your time,
okay.
Henry.
Yeah. There we go.
And we were there, and...
Could you
like,
breathe?
This lady was like, hey, you're having a really bad allergic reaction, and we need to call, like, 911 and everything. So my mom said she remembered walking to the school... And one of the ambulance people were like, are you Henry's mom? And she's like, yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then they walked in and
what happened?
I was just there looking very swollen. And then I remember that one of the people from the ambulance truck said, hey, nurse lady, you have to give him an EpiPen shot. And just the look on her face. Was just like, she looked horrified.
Yeah. She didn't want to do it?
Yeah.
She doesn't like giving
and,
shots?
So she did. I thought that it was going to hurt a lot more, but I survived to tell
the story. So bottom line, Henry, did you find out you're allergic to kiwis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what are the odds, buddy?
I know.
You didn't know you were allergic to kiwis before that?
Well, obviously not.
No, because I had kiwis a little bit before and nothing happened.
Okay.
But it was just when I ate the skin on the kiwi.
Well, that'll teach you.
And that'll do it. And that skin is so prickly anyway.
Yeah.
But
gross.
To be allergic to it, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stick with pineapple or something else.
You know.
Honeydew melon, Henry.
We're so glad you're okay, though, Henry. That sounds like it probably was pretty scary.
You're a very bright young man, Henry.
Yeah. Yeah, you really are.
And you have some very bright-sounding friends, too. Like, bro, you need an EpiPen.
Yeah, I'm surprised they knew that, though.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, yeah. You handled that well, Henry.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you for having us on in the morning, too, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye.
I love that kid.
Enjoy your day off. That was the best call ever.
He's so cute, right?
Yeah.
Right on. Well, I'm staying away from kiwi skin from here on out.
Right?
Jeez.
Yeah. Who knew?